What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. So I have a cold and Jared has a cold, and Lauren and I came up with this I Don't Get It yesterday.
Wait, and we're like, sharing a mic, so then I will be having a cold as well, probably in a couple days. Yeah. Literally inhaling her exhale.
I'm so sorry. Oh, no. That is kind of gross, but so Lauren and I came up with this I Don't Get It yesterday, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is so true. Guys, so I did a poll on Instagram that said, like, would you rather have a sore throat when you have a cold, or would you rather be congested? Because whenever, like, Jared and I get sick, he never, like, is snotty. He's not really sneezing. He's not really coughing. Like, he only gets, like, a sore throat, and he's always like, oh, my throat's so sore. And I'm like, okay, sore throat, that's nothing. That is so easily medicated. You take your good, like, cough drop lozenge thing.
You drink your tea.
And then, like, you take the medicine, and the pain goes away. Advil.
Excuse me. Also, just go to sleep, you know, take a nap. It's not going to interfere with your sleep.
Right. Yeah. Like, you can breathe. Yes.
So normally, like, my fix for a cold is, you know, good nasal spray, like a medicated nasal spray. I can't do that when I'm pregnant. It's really unfortunate. Like the
Afrin. You can't do Flonase or anything?
You can do Flonase. So there's like a whole bunch of different, different kinds of nasal sprays. Flonase is like a steroid, and it's for allergies and such. So I'm allowed to use that, and I have been using it, but that like kind of like strengthens over time. So that's like, if you start taking it like 3 days later, your sinuses will probably be better. Then, like, there's the saline spray, which I also use. And the saline spray is good. It'll, like, alleviate some stuff for, like, a couple hours. But you'll wake up in the middle of the night and need to, like, shoot it up again. And then I have my Navage, which is also fantastic. I do what I can do, right? But, like, I can't take decongestant medication. And I can't take nasal spray, right? So, like, it's a really hard sleep.
But that's even hard.
Even pregnancy aside, I still think having a stuffy, runny, sneezy, itchy nose is so much more of an inconvenience throughout your day than a sore throat.
Yes.
But what Lauren and I really realized was that Hunter
also always, oh, my throat's so sore. I've never seen this man blow his nose once in his life.
Never have boogers.
Never sniffled. Oh. And then I thought, my dad has never blown his nose either.
Wait. Like, dad's never sitting there with a pile of tissues. You know, like, and my mom,
pile of tissues.
Like a red nose. Have you ever thought of a guy with like a red nose?
That's so wild. I know my dad's blown his nose before. Like, men blow their nose. That's the thing. Like, but you guys are saying, like, when they're sick.
And there's, like, tissues next to them piling up, you know?
That's so true.
They're like, oh, here, take your booger rags. My dad's like, your booger rags. And Hunter's like, there's a pile of disgusting booger rags next to you.
Jared literally just said, can you remove your snot rags
I'm
from
like,
the bed?
If you know what it's like to have, like, a consistent runny nose.
You
just need your pile there. Anyway, so that's kind of, and I don't get it. Like, I don't get if boys.
Wait, guys, that's just such a good I don't get it.
Thank
I'm
you.
So curious if anyone out there has a boyfriend that has like I'm blown sure. their nose a bunch.
I'm sure we just have a weird microcosm of men. We just cut out, and I'm pretty sure it was a ghost saying, my nose has been runny before, and I'm a male.
A male ghost.
A male ghost, yeah.
I will say, like, when I have a sore throat, It's interesting. I think I rather have a stuffy nose because I don't know, actually, because if I have a sore throat, I can't really work. Like,
but
I
then your nose is clogged too. That makes you sound,
I know, that's
weird.
That's why
too.
I said, I don't know. I would still sound not great, but if my throat really hurt, that would be worse.
Guys,
but
I have done minimal research. I've done as much research as
you
it has
could
taken.
In 3 minutes?
Your minimal research is like really grade A research.
This is
though.
All you do with an English degree.
So good.
Non-allergic rhinitis, so like rhino-like nose, is more common in females than in males.
Shut up.
In multiple studies, women compared with men reported higher levels of symptoms. This is the National Institute of Health. I trust it.
Despite
despite similar or even less extensive disease.
That's so interesting.
Fascinating. And that is having a runny nose. That's the official term. Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Wow.
Why?
Wow.
Does it say why?
I'll be back. I'll let you know.
With case studies found on the I Don't Get It podcast, support our theory. That's so interesting. Okay,
and I'm not like, I'm not like saying like people with sore throat, like being babies or whatnot. It's just like, I just think that a clogged up nose usually like brings your day down more because you just feel it in your head.
Yeah. And it's a constant going to the bathroom. It's a constant blow it. Yeah.
And no, and then it ruins your makeup too. And that's really annoying during a work day.
Ashley,
if I have a runny nose, I'm like looking down working and then I'm like, excuse me one second, And then like, it's just like so gross to them. And I'm like, not only is that sound gross, but my hands also have boogers on.
Yeah. And nobody ever like judges somebody for having a sore throat. Mm-hmm. You can't tell.
Yes. I was going to say, it's like, so it's like, you're sort of repelling in a way. It's like back in the Bible days when people had leprosy, it's like, oh, get away from me. If you have like a blowy nose, but if you have a sore throat, you're like still hanging like right next to the person.
So what did your poll say? What if most people agree with you?
No, I mean, it was so crazy how close it was. It was 52% would prefer to have a sore throat and 48% would prefer to have a congestion.
Lauren, you're fucked. You're getting sick.
Her breath, I smell her breath, which means I'm done for.
So wait, does it smell like cold breath?
Does her breath smell bad?
No, it doesn't smell bad. It's just, it's your breath and it's fine. It's just,
what do you guys
it's
do?
Just there.
What do you guys do when
breath.
You're like,
I get it. It's gross.
When you're,
I'm so sorry.
In public transpo?
We'll like get you with so much like zinc and elderberry and stuff downstairs. I have like a whole drawer of it.
Ashley's feeling very guilty. What do you guys do when you're like on a plane or bus and someone like coughs right next to you? Do you guys kind of move?
I
kind of move, which is like so obvious and low key rude, probably.
I don't, you know what? You got to do what you got to do. Who gives a fuck? I literally count till 20 and I hold my breath because I'm assuming the germs are gone by then.
That's so just like your scientific amount of time.
Yeah. Be like, all right, it's gone.
I know I told Lauren, but did I tell you that when we were on our way back from the Golden Wedding, how I threw up on the plane? Because I was having the worst morning sickness day of my life.
I didn't know you threw up on the plane. I knew you threw up. Okay. You told us how you threw up at the wedding.
Like 14 times, like throughout that 24-hour span. Yeah. Wow. So on the plane, the second plane, we were boarding and everybody's boarding and I was in the window seat and there was no way out. And I was like, it's best if I just throw up in the bag right now.
Oh no.
And then I threw up and it was like, everybody was looking at me and the guy, like, of course, like the guy next to Jared in the aisle, like literally had like, why would you have to like put your head over to like see what's going on? And then like the people behind in front of us, like turned around and they were like so grossed out. I was like, Jared, please tell them that your wife is pregnant. Tell them that I'm pregnant because they think that they're going to get a stomach virus or that I'm a drunk. You know,
there's so many different reasons.
And it's just like, he didn't because he did just feel awkward in the moment.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That is so awkward.
Yeah. But what? So
did you say anything to them or did Jared say anything?
No. So I was like, just say something.
I know. We need to have more compassion for people, myself included, when they're sick. Because I feel we get so really bad. Like, ugh.
I don't know? Get like that. I don't know. I am like that.
I'm the problem. I'm like, ugh, get away. I think because it's like, if I get sick, I literally can't work. Like, I can't afford to be sick, you know?
Well, yeah, but everybody's like that.
I guess.
But like yesterday,
I have a question for the almost married folks. When When you guys are sick, do you guys like make out and kiss and do all the exchange bodily fluids still or no?
That's so funny. I think I stated when I had COVID a couple months ago, I felt really depressed and sad and literally talked about this during couples therapy because he wasn't giving me physical touch, which is what I need, even though I find it annoying sometimes. When I had COVID in like December.
Especially when you're sick, right? That's when you want to be like coddled. You
exactly.
know?
Like, I feel like you're not being nice to me right now. And I feel like you don't think I'm sick. And I feel like I need you to acknowledge that I'm sick. And then he was like, I don't want to touch you. Like you're literally dripping boogers everywhere. And I was like, fair enough. But yeah, I mean, I guess some people wouldn't want to touch as much.
Ashley, you would though, depends. Right?
I don't care. Yeah. You know, I just like, I'm not very germaphobic. I'll kiss him goodnight and whatever. I don't care about that.
Mm. Do you want to be kissed when you're sick?
Fuck no. I'm not talking about being sick though. Like I'm talking like if I have a cold, yeah, sure. You can just kiss me. I don't care about that. But like I'm talking about pregnancy legitimately like the whole 9 months is like, I don't want you to touch me. And he seems repulsed by me. Like truly like Jared is the worst with me being pregnant because like, I don't look like I want to be touched. I don't want to be touched because I don't feel sexy at all.
Damn.
And then like, and he is also independently, it's not because of the way I act, but independently, he just doesn't find me like
he doesn't appealing. Have the pregnancy kink that some men have.
You know how some guys
some men are like, oh, you're beautiful. Glowing. You're holding my child. Beautiful. This is the like, hottest
just flourishing
ever.
Flourishing with like, life.
Travis Barker.
He doesn't think that at all. Damn. And that's fine. Yeah. Because I don't think like that at all. But it definitely like.
It affects you. Like,
yeah, like goodnight kisses. Where I'm like, it's not even like a lip lock.
It's like I'm going to kiss you and then I'm going to back up.
Exactly. Oh, and we kind of laugh at each other. We literally laugh when we peck each other goodnight because we both acknowledge that
we're like, that was the silliest thing
like,
ever.
That's silly. And it's because we don't like it.
That's really funny, Ash.
It's kind of sad, though. Obviously, it's kind of sad, but I can't really help it. But I just know this time that, like,
it'll be
I guess it goes back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you made a second, so you guys have physical touch afterwards. I don't know if I can say this, but Hunter's been eating Factors for the past 4 months now.
Why couldn't you say
that? It's all he eats?
I'm telling you, it's all he eats, but he looks like he went back in time because he lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, he looks so good. And we don't know whether to
tell
him
really?
Or not.
Yes. Then it's
during winter? Groundbreaking.
Okay, so Factor is a meal delivery service, but why Hunter and I love it so much is because it's delicious meals that you just microwave. They're not frozen.
And you only microwave them for 2 minutes not frozen.
And so like literally for the laziest people, aka Hunter and I, it works so well because when you're like hungry and you don't even want to think about thawing, you don't even want to think about like a 10-minute microwave or anything. It is so good. There's mashed potatoes, there's pasta, there's always a side of vegetables. So you feel like you're like getting your greens in. And
now you're saying all this, I'm like, okay, which ones do I have left in the fridge right now?
Because what are your guys' favorites?
Because there's a ragu pasta that I really like, and then there's like a Mexican.
There's a Mexican. Thank you for reminding that there because there is like some sort
Ashley,
of like,
the excitement Ashley gets.
It was like kind of. It wasn't an enchilada.
No, but it was like a Mexican bowl,
Mexican something, and it was delicious, and it gives you the crema.
Yeah.
Anything that says crema.
Crema.
Give it to me.
Oh my God. Ashley, this is so white. You're like the crema. The crema enchilada.
With la queso. Enchilada, la crema. Queso crema.
Literally, when anyone says the word queso, I think of the Iconettis in LA just like on the search for the best queso. Because remember when you guys were like, LA has the worst queso.
Yeah. So also, the reason we started Factor wasn't only to lose weight and like save time, but it's less expensive than takeout and
way less expensive.
And even buying groceries. Like you do the math, you're having a delicious, healthy meal with Factor. So anyways, if you guys want to try Factor like us, we're obviously very excited about it. Head to factormeals.com/getit50 and use the code getit50 to get 50% off. That's code getit50 at factormeals.com/getit50 to get 50% off. leaving the sickness discussion, there was a weird thing on Britney Spears' Instagram that we wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
So you remember Ben from Tayshia's season?
Did you watch Tayshia's season?
In Palm Springs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one was Ben again?
He was running.
That's
when
I was kind of falling off watching.
He was
the franchise
in the army and he tried to commit suicide, I do believe. And that was like kind of his story. And it's really sad. But anyways, his name is Ben V. Smith.
It's Ben Smith. Ben Smith is his name. Smith. And on Instagram, it's Ben
V-E-E Smith.
Hold on, I'm just...
Okay.
Oh my God, now I'm coughing. Did you guys get me sick through the computer? You know. Wait, Ben! He's so handsome. I loved Ben.
I think that you and him could really get along.
Actually?
Wait, really?
Holy shit.
Wait,
yeah,
really?
So like, this is a thought I've had before. Yes.
He is so cute.
He does ice baths every morning, Naz. You would love it.
I followed him ever since
Tayshia's season. Yeah.
He was on my podcast a time or two, and he's so great. He comes across better to me in person than on TV. Because okay, I was such well, Team Zach great. That I couldn't even see beyond
Where does
Zach.
He live?
In LA.
Oh, he does? Cool.
Nazareth.
I love how you just like assume cold plunge that like I'd be into that. That's like,
of course we do.
First of all, as much as I'm in the saunas,
you
and
haven't
everything,
done that. Have
I,
you?
I am not a cold plunge. I'm from Florida. Like I,
he's going to get you in the tub.
I mean, I would try obviously, but like, that's not something that I'm like dying to do ever.
I know.
And all my friends have one, by the way, it's just not my thing.
No, like, no fucking thank
Wait,
you.
Excuse me, but also, you go in cold oceans a lot.
No, I do, yes, but that's, like, degree. Staying in it, you know what I mean? And the cold ocean eventually gets warm. The cold plunge stays cold. It's, like, meant to stay cold, and then you fight it.
It's, like, a difference. When Naz goes in the water in the Pacific, like, whenever, it's probably, like, 70 degrees, which is effing cold to
me. Which not is, like, no, like, that's, like, 50. Cold.
Not, like, 32 degrees.
Yeah, it's 50, not 30. Well, I don't know. The Pacific Ocean can be very cold.
No, cold plunge is 30. It's, like, 50-something.
The point is that I could do it. You're right. I jump in the ocean cold. I actually like it. I take cold showers. But what I'm saying is it's not, like, something I wake up and I, like, want to do. My friends have it, and I'm, like, not dying to jump in one. But it's great.
Anyway, Ben. But why would Britney post him? Okay, it's so like
Britney
our ponder.
Spears, wait, Britney Spears posted Ben?
She just posted a screenshot of a video of him, and then the caption was at Ben V. It, Smith.
There's a picture, like the photo
way.
Cred.
Do you think they're dating?
So I don't know what it is.
Whoa, that's a crazy
so
like mix
to
of our world.
Instagram.
Her caption says, "I want a hot sauna in my house,"
and it's a picture of him in
but
a
perhaps
going
like,
in a hot
perhaps
sauna.
Perhaps it's just.
But I think what she
did he get a lot of followers
here.
From that? That's kind of wild.
Yeah, I think he did because he's a lot now.
Oh, well, can we go to his Instagram? Because I
love how we're just talking
like,
about him so openly on here.
Can we just call him, actually?
Ashley, do you have his number?
No, I don't have his number.
That'd be really fun to call him.
But wait, is he like, he's like a health guy. Mm-hmm. So what is his thing? What does he do? So do you think he's working
he does
with her?
Cold plunge. No.
He doesn't do cold plunges as an occupation.
Actually, basically he does. He like talks to people about like, talking them through their first cold plunges.
I love
stuff.
That. That's great.
Okay.
That's very in line.
Well, this is what happened in Britney Spears' mind. She was scrolling on Instagram, saw a guy going into a sauna and goes, "That looks nice," screenshot it, and then post it on her Instagram.
That's so lucky for him, though.
Exactly. Yeah, that's your theory, but that's a boring theory.
Thank you.
Because wouldn't it be more interesting to see that she was like working with him and then.
She would have said working with.
No, she wouldn't have. She's Britney. Have you seen her?
But Britney Spears has been known to just post things that she sees on the internet.
She posts like screenshots of cartoons and puts them on there.
Right.
Yeah. There's no rhyme or reason to this. It's just weird that we know of this man.
That's really cool. Like, good for
odds?
Him.
Like, she doesn't know.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Love it.
Well, that's business number two.
Okay. Excuse me while I go get a tissue to blow my nose.
Gross.
God, I'm done for.
Okay. So I feel like. My anxious attachment is, it's not coming back. I've like worked through it, but I've definitely been working through feelings of it coming up now that I'm kind of like out there and dating again and like flirting and like putting myself out there. And guys, it's like so crazy where your mind goes when you're into someone and they either don't pick up and you're anxious attached and they don't pick up the phone or you don't hear from them. It's so wild. Like my mind will literally be like, oh, they're with someone. right now.
Yeah.
And, like, and it's just like, why is that something that, I mean, I know why it's like childhood trauma and all this stuff, but it's like, it's actually really hard to move through. And I'm really proud of myself because in the past I would be reactive, you know, I'd like try and find out and like look through. And like, now I just take a deep breath and sit with it. And I'm like, okay, this is just like my insecurities coming up and nothing's true. And I don't know anything, but like, it's so,
you also have to think about like when you don't answer, what are you doing? And what are you thinking when you miss a call from someone, you know?
I don't know. You guys, I'm going to be brutally honest.
What?
Lauren and I come from a point of view, just with our experiences with the men that
this is also
where
I was so much younger when I was
Literally, like, the guys that we liked, when we would worry that they weren't picking up and we thought there was a girl.
We were dating professional actors.
No, but guess what? There always was another girl. When they weren't with us, they were with another girl.
Because
we would find out that that was the truth.
That's so funny.
I know.
That's so funny. But
okay, let me tell you, we were mid-20s dating people who we knew were like that.
You know?
I'm sure you're not going after these guys. You have a better brain.
I mean, whatever. The point is that it's actually none of our business what someone else does, right? Like, it's none of my business what you do, what Ashley does. Like, if I called you every day for a week, Lauren, right, and you didn't pick up, like, it's none of my business why you didn't pick up. Like, you're living your life. That's not, like, I feel like when you hold other people responsible for your emotions, it's bad. It's just interesting that now I've done all this inner work and I'm noticing all those, like, negative voices. They're, like, insane. Mm-hmm. Like, if I, like, hear a girl in the background or something, my mind, even though I've, like, evolved and I, like, know and I don't care and I'm whole and I'm on my own, my mind's like, oh, my God, like, they're probably dating that girl. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, why would you say that to me? It's like, I'm, like, fighting with my brain, you know?
I know.
It's so crazy.
It's so difficult, but also you have friends that are friends with girls and you know this. So, like, you can always, you know, take solace in the fact that it could just be a friend.
It's all fine. But, like, it's why it's so crazy to realize, like, how many insecure thoughts pop up, you know, when we're, like, amazing.
But you don't answer all the time for people.
I don't.
So? Yeah. And you don't hate them you like them.
I know.
So it's kind of what you got to keep thinking.
Lauren, have I ever told you about, like, how growing up my mom never wore a bra and we would go to the grocery store. Okay.
No.
So we go to the
opposite of our mom.
That's crazy.
So moms. I've never seen her without a bra.
Yeah.
Wait, really? I don't know if it's like, cause she's from Dominican Republic. My mom would leave the house with a roller, like in her bang, you know, like a roller in her bang, no bra, nips out, us at fucking Publix, at Publix in the grocery store. And I would be mortified. I'd be like, Mom, please put a bra on. And then I grew up and I was like, I never want to wear a bra. Bras are so uncomfortable. And it's like the most full circle moment where I'm like, this is how my mother felt.
So true.
And if only my mom, like at that time, if only my mom had access at that time to Honey Love, she probably would have worn bras because that's I'm telling you guys, I am such a non-bra girl. But when I discovered Honey Love, their bras are so comfortable that you literally forget that you're wearing them. You may even sleep in them. I know that sounds crazy because I'm someone who loves to like sleep naked, but they have a bestseller crossover bra, which is so comfortable. I promise you it'll be your new go-to. Just try it. If you don't believe me, it gives you all the support of the traditional bras without using any underwires. And they have this like mesh detail that they just, I don't know, it makes you feel sexy. Like it's not just like a basic, you know, core bra in your drawer. So that's why I love Honey Love.
They also have, not only do they have amazing bras without underwire and stuff, they have shapewear, tanks, leggings for everyday support. And you can pair your V bra with a breathable and versatile legging, so you're matching.
And we've talked before about their shapewear and how it has a pee-pee hole, and it also doesn't constrain your butt, so it makes your stomach look flat, but your butt look curvy. So you
I love how we
yourself.
Talk like five-year-olds. I'm like,
guys, treat yourself to the best bras in the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. You can use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/get it. And after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Treat yourself to Honey Love because you deserve it.
I think what's also so interesting about me is that I feel like the older I'm getting, I can like set boundaries and know how I'm moving through a relationship and be that, you know how we always say like death to the cool girl? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I can have fun while also like finding, like being open for my like person to show up, right? Whenever that happens.
Yeah.
But what's so funny about me is I just love humans so much that I like, I'm not capable
She's so special by loving people.
It's like talking to an absolute alien. I was like, wait, why?
Wait, are you making fun of me? Like being like, let's start
really making fun of
me. No. Oh, I thought like, you were. So I thought you were saying like, wow, Naz is like so fucking holier than thou right now.
But we're just like so foreign.
It's just so crazy.
Not that like I don't like people. I mean, of course, I just like feel like I'm done with like growing my network.
No, I don't. I mean, like with men, not like, yeah, of course, Ashley, if I was pregnant with my second child and married and had a home, of course you're like done with your network. You have your network. Yeah. Like that's an obvi. What I'm saying is like, you know, when you're like a cool girl and you're like, I can be casual. Yeah. We'll just like hang. Mm-hmm. It'll be fun. Every time I'm like, yeah, I can do this. And then I'm like, oh my God, this person's but so you really fun. Like I want to hang out with them so all cool. the time now. And it's like half anxious attachment and half just being Naz, you know, it's like both of those together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck.
So obviously the whole world is watching Love is Blind right now, except for Ashley and probably Naz.
I know. Yeah, I'm not. But I heard about the Megan Fox Chelsea, girl.
We all heard about the Megan Fox thing, I think that girl, like...
What exactly happened?
That was not a bet. Like, from an outsider's perspective, who didn't actually watch the episode...
I watched it 4 times, so I can let you know.
Okay. Lauren, you should probably
Like, people are obviously watching it in her chair.
Yeah.
The girl, like, I can see the Megan Fox thing in there. Like, I can see somebody trying to be nice to her and be like, you totally look like Megan Fox. And then, and then she also said that people said Carrie Underwood and Katy Perry. And I can see both of them in her face too. And the thing is, like, she said to him, like, people have told me. And it's like, she's not saying I look like them, but it's like, people were just nice and they like told her because there's like some sort of resemblance.
I don't think it makes me feel icky to even talk about like someone's appearance in this way. It's like if someone thinks so that they look like it. That, like you can't do like that's what that person thinks. Like fuck off, you know? If I say I look like Kim, I don't give a fuck what anyone else says.
It was just for the experiment. It was a bad thing to say because it's not supposed to be about looks at all. And then it skewed the rest of the experiment because the only reason he picked her is because he thought Megan Fox was on the other side.
But that's on him. Yeah. Like, what a loser for picking someone based off appearance only.
He said,
on a show
you
like
lied.
That.
You said you looked like Megan Fox.
Oh my God.
Yes. So
that's
basically,
horrible.
I didn't even want to discuss the whole Love is Blind thing. I wanted to say that Chelsea, the girl who, quote, looks like Megan Fox, she has the most anxious attachment style there is.
Oh, whoa. She's come out and said that?
She is...
No, Lauren can pick up on
it. No, you can look at her and she's just not ready for this. She does not like herself at all. So watching this go down, everyone's like... Oh my God, she's crazy. She's this. I'm just like, she is just so anxious and looking for any validation from this man in any small way. And it kind of makes you want to be that cool girl even more because you can see this anxiety is not working for her in any way. And it won't work for anyone if you like let them see the anxiety.
Well, it's not even it's like work through your anxiety for real. But it's like, yeah, that is repelling energy. When you need someone, we saw it perfect. A perfect example is like Ashley and Jared. Like when Ashley was like, Jared, we are together. Cause you knew, you just knew in your gut and you were right. But it's like, once you were like, yeah, whatever, like I'm going to go date someone else. Like, I guess I've made peace with the fact that like, we're not a thing. Jared's like, oh fuck. Yeah. You know,
just kidding. Yeah.
It's so
watching this
repelling.
Go down in front of America and so on you and Love is Blind. It's just like, please just walk away. Don't say anything else. And then he will follow. And those rules have never strayed since the dawn of time.
And really, it's true.
And it's very difficult. But so, okay, moving on into this question that I had for everyone, this philosophical question. It's related. Okay. Yes.
Because, Ashley's surprised.
If I sold the rights to my entire life to Netflix so they could pick one specific period, phase, or experience to turn into a comedy, what would they pick? What would you pick
to make
the movie
about? Can you read that question again? It's kind of long.
Yes. It's very long. If you could sell the rights to Netflix, wait, hold on. If I, this is I, whatever. If you sold the rights to your entire life to Netflix so they could pick one specific period or phase or experience to turn into a comedy, what would you choose to make the movie about?
Well, obviously everybody saw my comedy from the, on the okay. Bachelor.
Okay. Is there another one, Ash, or that's the one? aside from that,
I feel like that's it.
You could kind of make anything into a comedy. Cause my answer for this question was basically this time I was dating Blaze, and I can just say his name cause I don't really give a fuck, was my most anxious attachment mm-hmm. style in the entire mm-hmm. world. I lost like over 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. I was scrolling on Instagram, seeing every new follow and then calling him every single time I would see a new follow. Ring, ring, ring. Follow. Saw he liked things. This was when the For You page was seeing, just like 2 minutes ago, they liked a picture. 2 minutes ago, they liked a picture. So every time he would like a picture, I would call him because I knew he was on his phone.
We lived this.
Yes.
I know that concept, though, if I were dating without that,
so much easier.
So much easier.
Without social media, you mean?
Without that page, because I had that page during
the follow page you're talking to. Yes.
The one where I was like, so-and-so.
I was dating when that happened. Liked this that was.
Yes,
that,
yes. So-and-so liked this
They got
picture.
Rid of that for a reason. That was like probably sending people to the hospital. Like,
and I was so annoyed when they got rid of it because I felt like I lost power and knowledge.
Gross. I was so
but
happy.
It was
so good. I literally developed an ulcer. Anyway, that's probably what I would make the comedy about because it was so ridiculous, the anxiety that
But isn't that so beautiful that there's so, and I was talking about this at our Heartbroken Anonymous open event that I had last week or 2 weeks ago now, is that there is so much comedy in heartbreak, right? Like there's so many times that we're in heartbroken. You guys have been in Heartbroken Anonymous meetings where people are like laughing because it's comical. And the key
in my meeting, I was the only one laughing. Remember? I was cracking up because I felt so absurd complaining whenever Annie has a section rebuttal.
First of all, I love when you do that voice. And second of all, you know that HBA is all about no one's heartbreak is like more severe or less severe than another. Like that's the whole ethos is that if it's hurting you, it counts. But
why can't it just simply text?
Wait, what was I going to say? Stop. Fuck, Ashley, I'm sorry.
No, because there's comedy.
Oh, there's comedy in all of it. And it's fucking, I mean, I remember one time someone came to a meeting and she's like, I've been driving outside his house to see if there's like another car outside. Yeah. But the key is to not be reactive and to really be whole on your own. So I was just going to share that I'm actually happy this is coming up for me. Cause I'm like, oh great. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fucking work through this and beat this. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not going to react and I'm going to fucking breathe through it and like cry if I need to cry and then get over it. You know, like I'm not like, fuck it. I'm fucking Naz, you know, but it's so hard.
I feel like now you definitely have the tools because
I have the tools, but it's still hard and it fucking sucks. Like to someone I don't even think I'll end up with, literally was on the phone with him, heard a girl in the background, like no context, right? Could be like a cousin.
He wouldn't have picked
up. Also, he wouldn't have talked to the phone. I know. And literally was like, it's the phone calls you're not on that you should worry about, you know?
How are you? Are you okay? And I literally did, and I hung up and I was like, oh my God. We're not hanging out and I don't know who that person is. And is he on a date? And I was like, oh my God, stop. And I felt sad and I went to bed early and I was fine. I didn't react. Didn't look at anything.
You should have known, Naz, if he answered, he wasn't with a girl that he liked.
I know she wasn't hanging out with him and she was concerned about that.
That's the thing too, is like, my brain's always like, well, you're not,
like,
you
what
chose
are you
to not hang out with me. Right. Right.
Exactly. Right. I feel very, I don't know, illiterate kind of in finance and organizing my finances. And now that I am like, so I'm really trying to be organized with my business and my personal and all that stuff. So I'm really going,
I'm proud.
No, for real. I don't like it, but I'm doing it. And Rocket Money helps me see all my spending very, very clearly. And then make sure it makes sures for me. I don't think that's true. That's not accurate.
It makes sures.
It
solidifies.
It solidifies that I'm not double spending and it's making sure I'm not paying for subscriptions I don't use. And oh my God, I was spending $100 a month for this thing. I won't even mention what it. No, it's okay.
Well, I know, but I love that you said that because as remember, as you guys know, I met with a financial advisor yesterday.
Yeah.
And she like priced out everything I was spending money on. And she's like, and this is how much you're spending on LinkedIn. I go, the fuck? I haven't been on LinkedIn in 18 years.
Yeah.
She goes, I think you signed up for something and it's been charging you.
Could you imagine? So Rocket Money does that. Rocket Money tells you how much. And it's also just breaks down like, this is what you're spending on going out to eat. This is what you're spending on Dunkin'. Like, I can't believe how much Dunkin' I've been drinking. So Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions and monitors your spending and helps lower your bill so you can grow your savings is what we need.
Random question in the middle of talking about Rocket Money that I am interested in from you guys. If you had to delete one of the streaming services that you... that are on your like TV right now, what would it be?
Peacock.
Oh, that's a great one.
I was thinking about Peacock too. Probably Peacock for me too.
Well, I would never say that because as you guys know, I work for NBC Universal. So do not cancel Peacock.
But I would never.
Thank you.
But I did watch Titanic on it last week and Dawson said,
Oppenheimer's on Peacock. Come on.
Yeah, but Titanic is a way more.
Okay.
I would probably cancel Amazon.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Prime. Okay.
Yeah, Prime. Well, guys, if there's an app out there that you are not using.
But let me just say I wouldn't cancel any because as you guys know, I love watching TV and that's my job.
Right, I cancel
that's a very hard question
life.
For me.
Yeah, totally.
I cancel my health insurance.
Literally, Peacock is like, is an actual one cup of Starbucks a month. So anyway, stop wasting your money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/get it. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. That's rocketmoney.com/get it. rocketmoney.com/get it.
Tell me about your comedy.
I went to bed and I'm working through it and it's still, I'm just sharing for all you girls and guys and theys out there that feel this way. It's like, even no matter how much fucking work you do, it's like, it still fucking hurts and sucks.
Ugh.
And you feel shitty.
I don't wish that.
Your brain tells you lies.
Yeah.
And I just like, for you guys that are in relationships, I literally was talking to my friend about this. The amount of calmness, I think, when you're in a healthy relationship and you feel safe, that your nervous system feels like you're just probably pooping better.
No, actually, much worse. No. Everything is better but the pooping situation.
You guys go, no.
Because you're so comfy, your body's like, we'll just stay
here.
We won't come out. Yeah. But like, when you're anxious, it's just a flood anyway.
That's hilarious. The part of my life I think would be Heartbroken and Anonymous and like the heartbreak.
Yes,
you guys
slamming
know
the car
led
door.
To that. Like, yeah, I'll that never forget Ashley, I'll never forget you came over that night. That was the most pain I've ever felt in my body. Isn't that insane? That's how much I didn't love myself. All my self-love came from this person that like didn't even fucking like respect me. And Ashley came over that night and do you remember? I felt like I was like a corpse in the bed.
Swan.
Like I was like,
Bella Swan.
It's breaking. It's new moon.
New moon.
It's new moon.
Yeah. Movie.
You know,
yeah.
Episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yes. But Naz. Also, he was just like, I just kept saying like,
we all just were like, he's going to just text you and call you the next day.
But he didn't.
I know.
No, but then he never did. Remember?
Two times in my whole existence that's ever happened to my friends. And
I never heard from him ever again. And it was 2 days before Valentine's Day.
You said, I never want to hear from you again.
No, I didn't say that in that night.
Well, then when did you say it?
Did I?
Yes. That was the whole thing. We were like, well, you can't get mad.
Did I say? You would know. Your fucking memory is way better than mine. Whatever. Who listens to that?
Well, he listened to it. And like, that's the thing.
But isn't that funny that I'm like laughing now and like Heartbroken Anonymous came out
of
that? And like, it was so traumatic.
From the most traumatic breakups
the most
ever.
Traumatic fucking
I don't think
times
mine was
in
the most
life.
Traumatic. I mean, mine wasn't a breakup. I got married with Jared.
But you've never cried. Okay, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, no, I used to cry way harder with the other option.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind.
So that would have been funny too, but like not as rom-com-y or anything like that.
Yeah, mine. Yeah. See the situation you complete. That was so much actually more traumatic that couldn't have been my comedy, but Blaze was comedy.
Yeah, Blaze is hilarious. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't it, do you guys ever look back Bless you.
I piss my pants all the time.
Did you just pee a little in your panties?
It's like not even just a little. I don't know. It's so unfortunate, guys. Like, I don't want to go to pelvic floor therapy because I don't need anybody else's fingers at my vagina, okay? The doctor...
They put it in your vagina?
Yeah. Like, I don't need any other, like, people other than my husband, like, looking at it down there. And, like, I love my gyno and, like, you know, that whole practice. And, like, that's my network for looking at my vagina, okay? Yeah. And I do not want to go to pelvic floor therapy. And
what does that include?
And it means that they yeah, put your finger, their finger up there, and then they like do a whole bunch
sounds
of navigation.
Nice.
So nasty. And then they just like, and then they like poke at different areas and like squeeze. It's like exercise.
Oh, poking hurts.
And I just that sounds traumatic for me. And of course I would have a woman and like blah blah blah. But still, it sounds like something I really don't need to want to do. But I think I'm gonna I have to do
what
it.
What about M sculpts?
Oh. Yeah, I need to get M sculpt when the kid's out for sure because that helps so much. But like,
wait, M sculpt helps with what?
M sculpt in my stomach area helped so much with the peeing my pants thing after Dawson because it strengthens your muscles in like that whole area. It really, really helped.
I need to get M sculpt again.
But I was talking to mom yesterday and I was like, mom, because of this cold where I'm sneezing and I'm coughing all day, like I've had to wear like the, you know, diaper, the PP diaper. And
oh, you're wearing a diaper? How is this the first time I'm ever hearing of this?
Well, it's really a pad. It's just a
well, you really should have started
pad.
With that on the podcast.
It's urinary. I didn't know that made it more serious. So
is it a pad or a diaper?
It's a pad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm not wearing
would
Depends.
You ever wear a diaper?
But she has worn Depends.
Of course I've worn Depends after postpartum. It's so much better than wearing the pad at postpartum.
I'd love to wear a diaper.
Well, that's so funny. That's
it's easy. Why would you love to wear a diaper, Nas? You wouldn't actually love. You just said that.
No, like in bed. You know, like
you have, not
like,
get up to go pee.
You're not gonna
because
pee. You're not gonna
no,
pee
you
your
want,
pants.
Can
like,
I
you're not
say
gonna say
why?
Yeah, yeah, you can.
Can I say why?
Yeah.
Before I get crucified.
Yeah, go for
it. Wouldn't be to pee in it. It's like, you know, when you have your period and discharge and shit gets all in your panties and stuff. And like, I get grossed out by my underwear. It would be nice to just like wear that and then toss it, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, you can
and
do that.
That
out.
Is really like, nice.
My OCD-ness is like, blech, get rid
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
That would
it's
be nice.
Really great wearing a pad for your discharge, but it's also not nice for like, but for blood, then like the blood goes up your butthole crack and then it's slippery.
Oh.
You know? Mm. Don't you remember that when we would just wear pads?
No, never went
the
up my butt.
Went up my butt.
When you would get a gush, and then sometimes, like if the pad,
it's been so long,
if the pad didn't absorb it, then it would kind of go up your crack.
You know, I don't remember, but this brings me to another question.
wait, I gotta finish
pads?
The diaper combo first.
Wait,
and
I
want to
hear Lauren's
floor.
Question.
Okay, I'm so stressed.
Okay, I'll come back to
I'm
pelvic
so
floor.
I'm so stressed with you breathing on me so
I'm
much.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm like stressed for you.
I'm visibly
I know,
stressed.
You should put a mask
in there.
On.
Could I look more sickly in the camera?
Do you guys know what mandelic acid is?
No, I have no idea.
Mandelic acid is this thing in Lumi's whole body deodorant that delivers an outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet and even your privates. And also, for those of you that are worried about your private parts odor and smelling and stuff, it was actually people coming in to the OBGYN and being concerned about like their private parts smelling and the odor down there that inspired the gyno that invented Lumi to invent it. So if you fast forward 6 years, her game-changing whole body deodorant has now earned 300,000 five-star reviews.
It's baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced. Of course it is because it was, you know, created by an OB for putting it below the belt.
People feel confident from head to toe now and aren't worried about it. And right now they have a special offer. Their new customers can get $5 off Lumi starter pack with our code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com.
During Naz's pee break, Lauren told me that I've been aggressive or hostile on this podcast. So I apologize if I have been. She said, it must be because of how you're feeling in your body.
Yes, in multiple ways.
In multiple ways. In all the ways.
Okay, well, before we finish our pad combo, I want to know, Naz, if you get blood on your panties, do you just throw them out or do you Do you clean them?
It depends how much, right? Like, okay. if it's a lot, I'm like, this one's done. If it's like a little on the sides, I'm like, I can wash this out. Do you? I would love to throw them all out, but I obviously don't. That's not environmentally friendly.
That is so true. I tend to throw them out just because
every single one, even just a little.
No,
bit.
If there's a little bit, that's fine. But like, you know, if it's a gush, goodbye. Because I just go to Target and I get like 5 new pairs every other month.
Oh, that's so smart. Are you guys synced up with forever. The moon?
The moon?
Well, I'm pregnant, so I don't know.
Yeah. Lauren, are you synced? Because there was a full moon this weekend,
so
and
cool.
I got my period last week, and it's so crazy, like, how, as women, we're, like, synced up with the moon cycles. Like, are you synced up with the moon?
I don't think so. I finished my period, like, 4 days ago.
So
I don't know. Was I synced up?
No.
You got your period last week, right? But the week of the moon.
I got it on the day I was supposed to get it. Like, everything, nothing shifted to be around the moon.
I just have a follow-up thought. See, this all happened because I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I can't believe how much I've been peeing my pants during this cold, like, uncontrollably with every cough and sneeze. And she's like, well, I've tried everything. This is so mom. She goes, I've tried everything and nothing will change. It's going to be like this for the rest of your life.
She hasn't tried everything.
I go, oh yeah, mom, you tried everything? She goes, you know, I tried Kegels and that didn't work. And there you go. That's it.
She doesn't want anyone's finger up her vagina. She doesn't want to go M sculpt. She doesn't want to do anything new. She doesn't want to try any like whatever. So she tried one thing.
She literally just wears a pad for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Because... And I'm like, Mom, I can't be like,
mom doesn't wear tampons? Wait, how old's your mom?
No, mom for pee-pee.
For pee.
Oh, for peeing.
Yeah,
for peeing. She's just been peeing her pants since she had us. And just...
Wait, she's been... Wait.
Yeah, Naz. Oh, I'm sorry. This is like news because it's so not
I'm
news
so
to
confused.
Us.
I calm we down. Were talking about periods and you're talking about pee now. So you need to let the audience know.
So Ashley's been wearing a pad because of her peeing. And now we're talking about after childbirth. Lots of people have these panty liners and pads in diapers because they lose the control to hold their pee. So my mom...
Forever?
No. Okay. First off, you wear a diaper postpartum for like 4 weeks because you're just bleeding that much.
Right.
But then after the fact, my mom has like literally been wearing urinary pads for like 35 years.
I'm sure she loves us saying this, but... she's going to be pissed. But
is it because she can't control like peeing? But so then that happens forever after you have a kid?
No, but so people will say that's not normal and that needs to be handled. And that's
got
why
it.
I'm like,
so this is an abnormal
why you
situation.
Go to like pelvic floor therapy now. Everybody says that's like the solution. Maybe we should get a pelvic floor therapist on here so they can tell me it's not like as scary and bad and like gross as I would
Yeah,
we
think. Can't be spreading false shit.
No, because everybody says it's like the answer to this problem.
Okay. Yeah. So, but mom, we know mom.
No, she will never do that. Yeah.
Maybe too far gone at this point, honestly. Yeah.
She doesn't even have a
uterus anymore.
She doesn't have a uterus, but she has a bladder.
You guys, we are so stupid.
Okay, so our friend Moore got her fibroids taken out last week. Huge fibroids.
Oh, she did?
Yes.
You didn't tell me that. Remember? I have fibroids.
Yes. So,
and she was nervous about doing it.
She got them taken out.
It was like the size of an apple.
No, she said it was
a grapefruit. Mine was the size of a lime, remember?
It was a grapefruit.
Wow, that's a big fibroid. Wow.
So anyways... I just can't imagine these surgeons going in and cutting in these places and then looking at this pile of goop, knowing what is what, you know? Like, it just...
I know. It's wild.
It's wild. I'm like, that looks like a kidney. That, like, I know, obviously, it's day one in medical school, but I can't imagine, like, this is the fibroid, but then accidentally taking out the whole uterus, you know? Like, it's just insane to me. Anyways.
I actually had dinner with a guy named Dean who I met. Who is a surgeon and he's really funny and like young. And I feel like we should have him on to talk about this. He would be fantastic.
And why aren't you dating Dean the surgeon?
Dean's married.
She's such a yenta. And why aren't you dating Dean the surgeon?
He sat across from me with his wife or fiance and she was so fucking dope, of course.
Yeah.
And I was like, where do I find one of these?
And why aren't we dating the surgeon, Dean?
And why aren't we dating the surgeon?
Okay, so that's so a reality funny. Show that I do think happened. What? Like, then there's like just Yentas like trying to set up like.
Wait, you guys, Nick. We were literally talking about Patty, and then within a week, it got announced that Nick's working with her.
Yeah, we're just talking about that.
I cannot wait till I will be watching that. That's a great
duo. 100%. That's a great duo.
But also, Nick should have his own show like that, I feel like.
He's so good at advice. I'm like...
He doesn't need a tat. He doesn't need a... You know, but maybe this will lead to that.
It will. It probably will.
I'm sure he gets more listeners on the podcast than he does that he'll ever get viewers on this show, though.
I know, but well, because
people on television, there's so much competition. I mean, same with podcasting, but so for everyone listening, we thank you so much for taking the time to
thank you so much. There's so many options out there. If you guys were to sell a kidney, what would it take you to sell a kidney? Like, what would you get in exchange?
Like, I wouldn't, if either of you needed a kidney and I was a match, I'd give mine to you.
Yeah, 100%. I would 100% give you my kidney. But this is the question. Yes, I would.
You would give me your kidney?
Of course.
You give Ashley your kidney.
I would give you my kidney and I'll give Ashley my kidney.
You would go under and give me a kidney.
We're not going to talk about, we're not going to talk about this per se. I'm not going to talk about details, but we know somebody who gave a kidney and my parents were like, what is she thinking? Doing this because she's a mother of like six.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm just giving that, putting that out there.
It wasn't like a family member. It wasn't a close friend.
It was just somebody like, that they like at their church.
Yeah.
That she didn't really know.
I mean, she's a very nice person, like, but it's like, you kind of need your kidney for your kids.
I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. That's kind of like where it goes up and down because I guess you have one good one.
Well, can't you live? You can live without one of them.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But like,
but you need the other one.
What if? But what if you needed that? And what if you went downhill? Like, what if you something went wrong with that other kidney?
Yeah, and like, what if you got in a car accident?
Something's wrong with that kidney.
And, like,
then
that got like plummeted.
Or, I don't even know what the kidney does.
It's a filtration system.
I literally asked Dean, the surgeon. I was like, "How many organs can I get out of my body that I literally don't need?"
And your spleen.
Okay. The more specific question about the kidney is what's something absurd that you'd probably be willing to sell for a kidney, like a private
jet. Okay. That's more fun. Okay. Yeah.
The example is a stupid one, a Taylor Swift floor ticket. Oh, but like,
I don't get it. What would you sell for a kidney? I don't get it.
Just no. Like what's like one materialistic item that you'd be like, I would sell a kidney for this.
Yeah.
Oh, you would sell a kidney to get that.
To get that. Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
I'd sell a kidney to, I mean, okay, materialistic. This is not going to be like, if you could guarantee my whole family and I are healthy forever. Yeah.
So it's really surface, really stupid.
I would probably say a jet with a private, with a pilot ready to go at all times.
But like, you're talking like a plane, like a Taylor Swift type plane.
Yes, like a Kim Kardashian. Yeah.
Like Kim Air.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would, a house, obviously, especially in LA. So I would literally sell my kidney tomorrow to have like a nice house in LA.
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'd say kind of like, I'd have to like kind of combine them. It would have to be like the dream house plus like the financial security for life, like financial security to live like the kind of life that I live now for the rest of my life without having to worry about that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, not having to worry about money. It's a goddamn dream.
Yeah, exactly. okay, so I have one more question, but if you
like,
have anything else to say.
What's weird about your jet thing?
Yeah.
Is that like you don't love to travel?
But I would like to travel more if I had my jet.
She had her own jet.
And a cardiologist on board at all times.
Oh my God, Lauren. Do you get panic attacks flying?
Yeah, yeah.
Lauren, you guys. Well, I don't even know why I was going to say this. She got a panic attack while getting her foot massaged the other day. Because she doesn't like,
really?
She's too afraid to tell them to be gentle.
No, that's not really what it was. This is what happened. Aww. It was too hard. It was too hard. It was painful. And then it made me nauseous because it was so painful. And then I thought, I was like, I'm going to throw up here, but how do I tell them I'm going to throw up? And then, but I really was going to throw up because I was panicking. It had nothing to do with anything.
Because it hurt.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a big snowball thing. And then I was like, I'm going to throw up here. How do I tell them I'm going to throw up? And then I just.
All you have to do is say, can we take a break for a second?
but it was like such an inopportune time. So I just went on my phone and like, I was just trying to distract myself as much as possible, but that happened a lot this week. I had a couple spirals.
I think we need to talk about that more because I have so much compassion for that, Lauren, because I've never,
that's, you know, never when, like, been you see scared some, to speak.
Yeah.
Mind.
You know, when you see something in someone else and you're like, whoa, I have to be really grateful that I don't deal with that. But I'm sure you feel that way about me with other things.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, I've never had a problem speaking up. Except in romantic container. Isn't that interesting? Yes. And my coach called me out on it. When I first started working with my coach, Rachel, she was like, Naz, if you're in an Uber and like the temperature is off and like the music, you know, like it's too loud, I'm the first person to be like, hey, do you mind turning that down? Mm-hmm. Like I have to make a call, or like, hey, I'm really cold. Like, do you mind turning the air off? I literally have no problem doing that. And then like when you're with someone you like, I noticed back in the day, mm-hmm. I was scared to like say what I needed in bed, mm-hmm. you know?
That and is it's so like, different why? Though.
But it isn't right. It's like, why am I?
I think yours makes more sense because you are actually emotionally invested in this person and you don't want to go awry. Me, I don't know why I'm like scared to hurt these people's feelings. That, and it probably won't even hurt their feelings that I have no relation with, you know?
Yeah. What I think that's what I wanted to ask you is, what is the fear that you're scared? Like, what's the worst case scenario that you'd hurt someone's feelings and then what, they'd be mad at you? Or like, what is the fear actually under not wanting to say something?
I think more like being in the service industry now, it's snowballed for sure. Because when people ask me to like change a channel on the TV or like, the water's too hot or whatever, I think, oh my God, they think I'm the worst person ever. I'm like, they hate being here. They hate me. And then, so I think if I do that to them, they're going to think the same thing back to me. Cause
whoa. So you think that's like kind of extreme, right? Cause it's like, I don't hate the Uber driver for him just wanting to turn the radio off. I literally just don't want to listen to music. It's nothing to do with him at all.
Yeah. So I think that's definitely gotten so much worse. But then my panic attacks on airplanes are they're more medical oriented. So like when I'm getting my hair done, I usually have to take an Ativan because I'm like, what if I have to throw up or poop in the middle of this service and I have to tell them to stop? And that's so inconvenient for them. It's so crazy.
I totally understand where Lauren's coming from because I've been there before.
Me too.
Because I won't say anything unless I'm very uncomfortable. Like in the case of like, whoa. I was getting nauseous in the chair, I would say something. But like, if the radio's too loud or it's too cold in the car, I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah. Well, so I wonder who would, since you guys are both kind of like that, like who of your parents is kind of like that you think
both
you
of them probably
learned that from? Yeah, both of them are like that?
Yeah. They both wouldn't.
Because my parents
are
very like, this is wrong. Our order is wrong. So I kind of grew up.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Our parents were
that.
Like, you eat the shit you didn't order, basically.
Oh,
yeah.
No, they wouldn't like have a problem with us. Like, sis,
no,
back,
no, they wouldn't. But they
it's
would
just,
be
like, not a big deal.
They'd be like, it's fine. We'll survive. Yeah. We'll survive. Yeah. Yeah, so it's definitely the way we were brought up. But I think it's just exacerbated now that I'm actually working one-on-one with people. And then I take, if someone's like, oh my God, can you turn the channel? I'm like, oh God, they hated the past 20 minutes. And they, you know, so.
So it's like the meaning you put towards it. Yeah, which is so silly because it's not true.
Well,
it's like not true.
But in my head, I'm like, but is it true?
No.
I am thinking about it.
Nothing is true unless someone said to you, the last 20 minutes have been miserable. Will you change the channel?
Yeah.
You cannot assign that to someone else because you don't know. So therefore it's not true.
Right.
It's speculation.
Yeah. That's very true.
I just want people to be comfortable in thinking that they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they do because people keep coming back to you, Lauren, and you keep fucking thriving.
I know.
Yeah, not in the case of Lauren.
How's it been having the salon?
Oh my God, I hate it.
Shit in
still
your house.
Hates it.
Whoa.
Did I not even discuss
what?
This, guys? I
no,
hate
not
it.
With me. I'm sorry I haven't asked.
No,
like,
it's
this
okay.
Long,
it's
I
just
feel
like I'm literally like scheming to like leave. Just
wait,
because,
why? Tell
okay,
me everything because
so
I thought you were so excited
suite.
To have your own spot.
Yeah, so I have a small suite. It's just me. And then I have like, you know, stylists around me, but I think maybe my mistake was I painted all the walls black.
Yeah.
which
that's so claustrophobic for you who's scared.
That's very
of stuff
insular.
Like that.
Are there windows in there?
Not one window.
You can just paint it again. Lauren.
I know. I know, but I like Lauren, the way it looks a lot. I feel like, oh, that I walk in, I'm like, this looks good. And then I'm in there for over an hour and I hate
That's depressing. Yeah.
It's depressing. I feel like my energy is sucked out. I have no window. Yeah. I have no idea what time it is. I have no natural light. And usually
need,
I'm like, I love
just
a cave,
need another suite.
No. It's so
bad.
You
need another suite.
And like,
can
now
you
I'm
just
hemorrhaging
like, for
money for like with this rent. And I just feel like I'm working so much harder and I hate it more. And right. I'm not even making, I'm making like half the money I used to make. So basically I gotta leave.
Can you find a place that's brighter and not as expensive?
I have a year lease and I can't break it.
You can't break it?
I mean, I can break it for $6,000.
Which is how
I think
many months
worth
of
it,
rent.
Honestly.
I literally am considering it, but it's
$6,000 is worth it.
For
that's
how much,
so worth
but
it.
But how many months of rent is that?
So that's 3 months of rent.
That's a lot.
I know, but to be depressed for 3 months and to not be depressed for three
well,
months,
I think
to me, any
to
amount of money, if you
months.
Can afford it,
can
is
I
worth
ask
it.
A probably stupid question?
Yeah,
can, probably not stupid.
Can you treat it like an apartment and like sublet to somebody else?
I'd have that's to fill out really like smart. Different paperwork and stuff. But that's definitely an idea. It's just so hard to find stylists
right.
that don't already have their right, own kind right. of. They're like, I will just lease from the place. Yeah. But it is already set up for them if they want
it's
it.
It's possible though. I bet if you put on your Instagram, you'd find someone by tomorrow. I like literally feel that way.
Yeah, maybe. I may do something about it because whatever, this is getting too nitty gritty of these little details, but anyways,
no, it's I've been wanting to know.
Yeah. So basically I moved in and it sucks.
Fuck. So when is the year lease up?
January, January, 2025.
Damn. Yeah. I would get out of it.
I
Lauren,
think
we,
that's not a good teaching
feeling.
Mechanism. I think she needs to give it 2 more months. She's only been in there for one solid month. One
but she, what do you mean? She already knows
I'm giving
that
it
it's
one
not...
more month.
No, there's like, they tell you that you don't know if you can consider a place home until you've lived there for 2 years.
What about the house you sold, you bought and
yeah,
then sold?
I know.
Was that 2 years?
I lived there for 3 months until I said, we have to put this on the market.
Okay. Okay. So I'll give it 1 more month.
So
then.
I think that it's fair to say that you have 1 more month.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anyways, that was settled.
It. And thank I think you. That after 3 whole months, you have to have 3 whole months.
Ash, are you going to turn that room that you're
no.
in into a baby room or
no.
where's...
They're just going to have to share a room for a little bit.
They're going to share a room. I loved sharing a room like, with my little brother when I was little.
It's just, they're both boys and he's going to sleep in our room for like the first year. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really like, he right. doesn't even need a bedroom. And then after the first year, then like who the hell knows where we'll be in life.
Yeah.
So,
I would. Right. I always wanted to share a room with Ashley. I remember in our old house.
You guys never shared
so
a room?
So we didn't share a room. And then my room in our old house got infested with ants right before we moved, which is really funny.
Whoa.
Infested with
that
ants. Really so funny. Then I had to
I
sleep in
you,
Ashley's
like, were
room.
Were attracting the ants. Like you were definitely eating snacks at night or
no,
something.
No,
yeah,
Ashley.
I could see Lauren like
there was an
Cheetos
army
and Oreos
coming
in
my room.
Yeah, I
could like,
see that
so
literally being because of you. You're like the queen ant.
I know. No, exactly. I feel like she like heard
like,
them.
So then we
like,
had bunk beds.
You.
It was awesome. So I liked it.
Wait, that's sick.
I
can't believe you. That was the only time you guys shared a room. I would have assumed you guys shared a room like always growing up.
I know.
We needed to ask mom and dad what they,
we passed
sorry,
both
Lauren passed her both.
I just passed my Virginia State salon inspection.
Yay!
I was kind of hoping I'd fail, guys.
Ironic that she just got that text.
That's funny.
But yeah, I was going to ask mom and dad when we lived in Massachusetts, did we each have our own room and they had their own room?
Definitely not. We'll ask.
Yeah, because unless there's one room I can't think of, because I remember when I was little, my parents gave me the master suite in this apartment, because that way I had my playhouse and stuff in there. So we switched rooms.
What a princess.
Yeah.
Say that again, because it's too crazy for me to actually believe.
Yeah.
Well, they were like, why do we need, there was no bath, like there was a hall bathroom. It wasn't like it had a like en suite. This is literally like the top floor of a house. Okay. It was like that kind of apartment. But
yeah,
like,
but still, that's
the big
wild.
Bedroom,
this is before
which is
Lauren
actually
was
pretty
born.
Big. No, Lauren was born. That's why I'm trying to wonder. I was wondering about that situation because I've had all my toys in the big playhouse and stuff in that. And then I think they just were like,
that is so sweet. Your parents loved you so much. Like you literally grew up.
They're probably like, this is just cleaner this way.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, that's out of a movie. It's like, I want the master suite. Okay, guys, we're about to do a Coke challenge where I put four different kinds of Cokes in a cardboard box and have Ashley try to see which Coke is from where, and I'm so excited.
There's a girl on TikTok.
Is that what you guys shooting today?
Yeah.
And she was so freaking hilarious about it because she took it so seriously, and she knew her Coke like no one's business.
It was like a Coke from Wendy's, McDonald's, a can, a bottle.
We need to do this when the three of us are together with all fast food.
100%.
Like, we would know every single French fry, yeah. Every nugget.
So
what
fun.
If we got, like, basic burgers, though? Like, just
but she doesn't know burgers.
Oh,
she can't.
Sorry.
Yeah, I do. I know McDonald's burgers and Burger King burgers, thanks to you guys. I guess I would know a Wendy's burger, too.
Maybe chicken
but that's
nuggets.
Probably it.
That's because the Wendy's is square.
Nuggets,
you know?
I would know better.
Yeah. When are this, nuggets are this, too obvious.
Are the patties still square? No, nuggets aren't obvious.
Nuggets would be obvious if you're... Oh, if somebody was feeding it to you and you couldn't touch the texture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like if you were handling.
No, you're not going to handle shit.
Okay.
All right. We got to go.
We got to go.
I'm
All
excited
right.
for
Thanks,
it,
guys.
I'm also drinking too
I'm
much
excited
soda
for
lately.
You.
I'm scared for myself.
Shut up.
Love
Great.
You. Well,
bye.
I'm jealous. I'm doing a detox. So
okay.
Bye.
Sorry.
Bye.
Good for you. Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.